You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Is it any wonder that people feel lonely? God knows we all feel lonely at times.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we come to you in our loneliness, asking your saving presence in our lives and seeking to do your will. With faith in Jesus, your Son, we accept gratefully your promise of forgiveness for our sins, promising on our part to love you and our neighbor, all for the love of Christ our Savior, who gave himself for us and encouraged us to pray in his name. Amen. A friend of mine who once was dean of women at a college told me of something that happened to her when she was in the seventh grade. She attended a class party. This is the way she described what happened. Nobody came over and greeted me when I arrived, so I just sat there by myself, feeling unwanted, miserable, and wishing I had stayed home. Finally, the teacher came over to ask what was wrong with me, and I told her. She said, "Stay for a while. Look, there are a lot of shy and lonely people here. Why don't you go over and talk to some of them?" I did, and the result was magic. The rest of the evening, I was busy finding wallflowers, trying to cheer them up. I had a good time. Mother Teresa of Calcutta has said, "Being unwanted is the worst disease that any human being can ever experience. We have over 4 billion people on our planet. People get the feeling of being unloved, unwanted, and uncared for. It has been called the most prevalent modern disease. It brings on a lot of other diseases, some of them fatal. What has happened, of course, is that we forget a basic law of life. When Jesus was asked by some religious people, trying to trap him into saying something with which they could argue, "What is the greatest commandment in the law?" he replied without hesitation, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. That is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You will love your neighbor as yourself." A lot of people these days would put the second one first. Love your neighbor as yourself. They don't put much stock in loving the Lord their God. They don't actually make fun of the whole idea, but they treat God as someone whom they can take care of later on. They don't love the Lord their God, and in spite of all their fine profession, they don't love their neighbor either. They look out for themselves, and themselves alone. Is it any wonder that people feel lonely, without God, and without hope in the world? What else can you expect to feel? It's a disease attacking not only the human body, but the human spirit. It debilitates and destroys. My friend, who told me what happened to her in the seventh grade, was just becoming a follower of Christ at the time. She came to Sunday school all by herself and learned to know Jesus Christ. Let me add, through this little girl, her whole family came to know Jesus Christ. Knowing Jesus Christ gives people not only something to know, but something to do. My friend Alma, that is her name, went on to tell that story. A bit of advice from a wise woman has been tremendously helpful to me for nearly 50 years. To this day, I enter a crowd of people and often feel strangely alone. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, I've learned to smile and speak to others and then to listen to what they want to share with me. It makes me forget myself. Others respond to the situation. I have learned the secret. When you are lonely, don't just sit there. To be lonely, as the dictionary says, is to be secluded from others, without company, solitary, alone, without anyone else. Actually, the dictionary is missing something there. Others know from experience that aloneness isn't always loneliness, and loneliness isn't necessarily aloneness. In our busy computerized world, a high percentage of the world's population lives in congested areas. We share crowded cities, crowded buildings, and crowded rooms. We live near each other, but often isolated from one another. A lot of lonely people are crowded closely together. We may live near each other, but often we are isolated from one another. To be lonely is to have no one with whom you can share your joys or your sorrows. No one with whom you can talk over the day's events. To be lonely means you feel nobody cares enough about you to be near you or even to talk to you. You don't need much distance between yourself and others to get that lonely feeling. You don't have to be miles apart to feel nobody cares. It may be just a few feet of invisible air. You can walk shoulder to shoulder with someone and yet feel no comradeship, no friendly feelings, no concern, just utter disregard. Do you feel lonely? Friendless? Does it seem that nobody cares about you? Well, don't just sit there feeling sorry for yourself. I get a lot of letters from people who are very lonely. The questions they usually ask are these. Why don't others do something for me? Why don't they entertain me, amuse me? What can I get out of life? What's in it for me? When that is the philosophy of millions of people, no one should be surprised that there are millions of lonely people around. Why doesn't someone do something for me? I've got good news for you. Someone will do something for you and bring you out of that hibernation which you've been calling living, so to speak. That someone is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. He was bold to say, if anyone comes after me, let him forget himself, take up his cross, and follow me. He leads the way. He is the way. Jesus did not hesitate to call himself the Son of Man. Religious people at his time got angry when they heard that. They knew what he meant. He claimed to be the one whom God had promised to send into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Ordinary people understood him best of all. They said, he speaks as one with authority and not as the religious scribes. So he did, and so he does. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind is the great and first commandment. The second is just like it. You will love your neighbor as yourself. Ordinary people know just how impossible it really is. People are not made that way. They love themselves rather than loving God. They love themselves rather than their neighbor. Self-love gone wild, without recognition of the grace of God, produces a world like the one you see today. When the chips are down, people love only themselves. Everything else takes second or third place. Even to mention this fact makes you a heretic in our secular society. You're supposed to put yourself first and everyone else second. Although the result is always conflict and struggle, broken marriages and ruptured friendships. For once, let's just listen to Jesus Christ. First thing you notice about him is that he didn't put himself first. He could have, but he didn't. He was in the form of God, and he really didn't need to claim to be God. But he emptied himself of divine privilege and glory, became the servant of everyone he met, the servant of the whole world. He always put his Father first, was completely obedient to his Father. He was obedient even to the point of offering himself in death for the sins of the world. It was not a pretty death. It was the death of a common criminal. For all of that, his father gave him a name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus loved his Father and disclosed his Father for all the world to see. Said Jesus, "You who've seen me have seen the Father." If you want to know what God is like and how he feels, just look at Jesus and listen to him. After watching Jesus die and rise again from the dead, one of his men said, "It isn't so much that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his Son to be a sacrifice for our sins." God loves. God gives. And God forgives. He's the one, the only one, who would do that. While we were yet enemies, Christ died for us. While we spend our time feeling sorry for ourselves, sinking always deeper into the morass of loneliness apart from God and apart from one another, Christ died for us. He died for us, although we do not love him with our whole heart and our whole soul and our whole mind. He died for us, although we do not love others as we love ourselves. Now, Christ lives. He's been raised from the dead and declared by his Father to be the Son of God with power. God's word tells us to see Jesus as he is. "This is my beloved Son," says God. Listen to him. Love Jesus, my friend. He loves you. He died for you and he lives for you. He's your friend. This is the gospel truth. "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth," said Jesus, "and I will be with you." If I read that correctly, it means that I'm not alone, and neither are you. God is near, and he dispels the feeling of loneliness, which brings only fear. Perfect love casts out fear. The presence of Jesus becomes real to you when you rely upon him in faith, receiving forgiveness as freely as he gives it, drawn by his love to love God and others around you, encouraged to confide in him with the talk back and forth that is called prayer. Don't just sit there. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. That's his promise. Ask and watch for his answer. Someone has told me about a little boy who was afraid at night. His mother assured him, "You are never really alone. God is with you to comfort and protect you." The little boy replied, "I know, but I wish God had skin on so I could feel him." In Jesus, you see God. You can feel him. You can touch him. You can talk with him and walk with him. Why, his disciples even ate with him. One of his disciples said to us that we can know him in the same way. We had within the touch of our hands the Lord of life. God knows we all feel lonely at times. In a world where people care little or nothing at all about God or about one another, God wants you to be his hands. Your hands open the doors for you to go out and for others to come in, freeing you from your loneliness and freeing others from their loneliness too. With faith in Christ, learn to love God with your whole heart and your whole soul and your whole mind. And learn to love your neighbor as yourself. It's wonderful therapy for loneliness. That kind of love doesn't make you empty and poor. It makes your life full and rich. Love makes the world go round, and love makes life worthwhile. Love just won't let you sit there and feel sorry for yourself. It may cause you to go to the phone and call someone who needs cheering up. Someone feeling too lonely to call you up. To visit someone in the hospital or in a nursing home. To say a kind word to the boy who rides his bicycle across your lawn. To give a smile rather than a frown to the girl at the checkout counter in the supermarket. To bless someone instead of cursing him. To help rather than to hurt. To say something good about someone instead of spreading gossip. To bring cheer instead of deepening the gloom that envelops the lives of people all over the world. I had to learn this myself. I don't call myself a natural letter writer. I don't think I ever wrote more than 2 letters a year to my parents when I was away at college. Later I realized how much a letter, even a little letter, means to people. Every now and then someone tells me that a letter I wrote years ago is still kept in the house and reread from time to time. Don't just sit there. Write a few lines and send them off. Love God and show your love to parents, to brothers and sisters, to family and friends waiting for a kind word, a sign of love from someone. There are many hurting and lonely people, desperately hungering for a friendly word, a listening ear, a helping hand, or an embracing arm. Don't be so absorbed with your own troubles that you fail to recognize the troubles, the needs, the loneliness of others. The Bible is full of the encouragement of God, the love of God. To let that love go to work in ordinary ways out of the love of God, out of love for a neighbor, is very much like the love of God to you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Don't just sit there. Do something with thanksgiving to God for his giving and forgiving love. Amen.